Have you got a minute, Tony? Sir Anthony Langtry, Foreign Secretary of the Star Kingdom of Manticore, looked up in faint surprise as the Earl of Whitehaven poked his head into Langtry's private office. I suppose I do, the Foreign Secretary said mildly. He watched quizzically as Whitehaven stepped fully into the office, tree cat on his shoulder, then pointed at a chair and cocked his head. May I ask just how you got through the dragon's den without tripping any alarms? Whitehaven chuckled as he took the indicated chair and lifted Samantha down into his lap. Early morning sunlight poured in through the office windows to his left, splashing over his chair, and Samantha buzzed in pleasure as its warmth soaked into her. It's not really all that hard, the Earl said, stroking the cat's silken pelt. I just walked into the outer office, told Istvan you were expecting me this morning, and that there was no need to announce me. Interesting. Langtry tilted his chair back, particularly since Istvan's been with me for over 10 years, and he happens to be the person who keeps my schedule. I wasn't expecting you, was I? No, Whitehaven said, much more seriously. A point, judging from Istvan's expression, of which he was quite well aware. I thought I wasn't. Langtry regarded his unexpected visitor thoughtfully. As it happens, there's nothing else on my calendar just at the moment, except, of course, he added a bit pointedly, for this position paper I'm supposed to be studying before I meet with the Andromani ambassador for lunch. So I suppose Istvan may have decided to humor you. And now that he has, why are you here?